This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. More voices in support of designating the Caja del Rio as a national monument. On Friday, November 1st, the National Congress of American Indians, NCAI, adopted Resolution LV-24-061, opposing the proposed electrical power capacity upgrade project, quote, bisecting the Caja del Rio, highlighting the adverse impacts on tribal cultural resources and sacred sites, end quote, to construct and operate a 115-kilovolt transmission line to operate Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, supercomputers. On Thursday, November 21st, the All Pueblo Council of Governors unanimously passed Resolution number APCG 2024-14, supporting a request for national monument status to permanently protect the Caja del Rio living cultural landscape. It states the council, quote, supports Tezuque Pueblo's request for a national monument designation to permanently protect the Caja del Rio, its cultural resources, sacred sites, wildlife, and traditional use by Pueblo communities, and encourages collaborative efforts with the Pueblo of Tezuque and the Pueblo de Cochiti to advance this monument designation and ensure the protection and preservation of this culturally significant landscape, end quote, among other protective measures. Building on this momentum, this week began with Senator Martin Heinrich requesting that U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland listen to the voices of New Mexicans calling on the Biden administration to protect the 106,000-acre sacred Caja del Rio Plateau by designating it as a national monument. On Tuesday, the Santa Fe County Board of County Commissioners wrote to President Biden, Secretary Haaland, and U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to request that they use their power under the Antiquities Act to designate the Caja del Rio as a national monument. On Wednesday, New Mexico State Land Commissioner of Public Lands, Stephanie Garcia Richard, issued Executive Order 2024-001 to protect the Caja del Rio Plateau by banning mining, major thoroughfares on state lands, and the construction of large transmission lines of 115 kilovolts or above, as proposed by LANL to run its supercomputers. In further support, the Reverend Andrew Black, Public Lands Field Director for the National Wildlife Federation and founder of Earth Keepers 360, stated, quote, "The time is always right to do right. Indeed, the time is right for Secretary Haaland and President Biden to use the power they have to do right by New Mexico's tribes and local communities by permanently protecting and promoting the long-term stewardship of the Caja del Rio through the designation as a national monument," end quote. If you support these actions, please contact the New Mexico Congressional Delegation and tell them the time is always right to do right. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.